John Mozeliak, Cardinals president of baseball operations at 11:30, Bernie Miklas at 11:45. Before we take you to Cardinal baseball, 12:20 pregame, 1:15 first pitch. Cards go for the sweep today against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Joining us right now is the sporting director for St. Louis City SC. It's Lutz Pfannenstiel after a 1-0 loss to Colorado last night. Lutz, good morning. It's always good to have you on.
Good morning, Tom.
I know it's disappointing, and let's start with that. It's the same story, but just in a different way. Describe what happened last night as you attempted to pull off a victory at Colorado.
Yeah, I think, you know, I believe the effort was there today. We did create a good number of chances. We had early on, after the weather delay, a huge chance by Cedric Teuchert, the one-on-one with the keeper, which we missed, which would have completely changed, I think, the gear of this game, and then you concede again before halftime, really in the moment when it hurts the most, a goal which was preventable, was like collectively not well defended. And then when we have to chase a game in the second half against a team like Colorado, we know they are very well organized defensively, they don't give you too much, but we had enough possession. I think we also created enough chances to walk away with something at least yesterday, and we missed out on that, and you know it's a shame, because I think there was an opportunity to play against an opponent which had a big number of injuries as well, so they didn't have their best team out, and I thought we had plenty of opportunities to capitalize yesterday.
Back to that toy shirt opportunity there, how would you describe that just in depth? Is that as much toy shirt, as much goalkeeper? A little bit of both. How did that not take place?
You know, Cedric is a player who can score in these opportunities usually with closed eyes, because if he has the confidence one-on-one with keepers, that's his biggest strength. I think it was a great save by the keeper. Yeah, he made himself big. He made it for the right moment. But that's a chance which was massive, you know, 0-0. And it's just this little moment sometimes which changing the run of play completely. Yeah, it was a great pass by Klaus. And I think Teuchert did everything right. And just the finish was probably a bit too central, and the keeper could make the save. As I said, it was a brilliant save by their backup goalkeeper, and a wasted opportunity.
I think your team, while solid defensively, and we'll get into that in just a minute, is missing those opportunities offensively. I mean, when your team is at its best offensively, what does it need to be? Dangerous. Is that an accurate description? Do you need to be, and when you are great, you're creating danger?
Yeah, I think it has to do a lot with confidence, and it has a lot to do with the way, you know, the style of play. Right now, I think there is a lot of focus on being that solid defensively. I think that our way of play is always, you know, more like really active and aggressive, and it just comes, I think, also with the run of the results. You lose confidence, you back off, and I think we only can be dangerous if we attack as a unit. And sometimes, yeah, you give away a few more chances on your own goal, but you create more going forward. And I think, you know, it's all about scoring goals. If you can't score, you can't win. Very simple. And if you want to turn the season around, then Tom, it's about winning games and not getting a 1-1 or a 30-0 somewhere. We need to get in there. I think we need to set our standards and expectations at the club again, where we must be real and not shy away from that's not met at the moment, to be honest. And my job is to try to create an environment for the coach and for the team to succeed. So we're analyzing at the moment everything you can imagine behind the scenes, and try to see where exactly that standard's leading us at the moment. And it's not just, I think, for me and for the club, but it's also for you, for the media and for the fans, that I think they need to know that the principles we had set out early on when we started that in 2020, nothing has shifted. We still want to be that team who entertains. We still want to be that team who presses, who works hard, who has that St. Louis style in them. And, yeah, we need to work that out right now. We can't wait any longer, and need to get back on track as soon as we can.
Because the impression that I get is that, and correct me if I'm wrong, but what I hear from you and from other people in that room when I hear some of the quotes coming out of there is that that's not who we are. We're actually better than this. And that's where the frustration comes in, that you feel like you should be finishing those games, that you feel like you should be able to find ways to score against Colorado.
Yeah, 100%. I can't agree. Yeah, that's not what we are. We are. We should be better than that, and we need to figure out where exactly we actually cannot close the game down at the moment. You know, like go back into the game against Minnesota on Wednesday. I think the second half there was some really moments of good football. You know, turning the game around, getting 2-1 up, some really good individual pieces of work as well. And then in the end, you know, we kind of letting ourselves down to concede late or not being able to come back. And I think that's our own responsibility, that we have to meet that. And I know there's also a big part up to me to get that right. You know, it's about accountability. And I think everybody this week, again, we have to sit down and really analyze where we can do things better or where exactly is the problem and find solutions.
There was a lot of speculation running rampant yesterday. I don't know how much you read social media, but there was a lot of speculation about the future of Olof Mellberg. Everybody was questioning what was going to happen to the coach. And I thought, well, they probably should have listened to the show. Because when I asked you about Coach Mellberg and what's going on in the relationship, you said, I don't think it's a good thing to be discussing the coach right now. We need to get better for everybody to step up. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, I still feel that way, you know. But as I said, we have to have some hard conversations and some clear matrix is what we want to hit, and that's coming down now. I would say in the next 2-3 days to analyze that very careful. I mean, tomorrow is a bank holiday, definitely not for us. You know, that's a good moment to really sit down, rewatch the last 3 games. I mean, we had 3 losses in the last 7 days. Watch the 3 games, and I think we should be able to figure out where exactly we have our issues and how deep that is and how we can fix it. And I think that must be a team effort. And as I said, you know, it's accountability from everybody's side. I mean, we owe that to the ownership and definitely also to the fans. And we need to turn the season around. And as I said last week, the only thing what we can do is that we need to work as hard as possible and we need to fight. And that's the way, I think, to go forward when it comes on the field. But what's happened off the field, we need to really sit down and analyze the situation.
And you have a good idea of the temperature of the room, as we like to say, the players themselves. You have good relationships with them. Are they together? Is this still a cohesive unit? And how do you avoid the finger pointing and you know, players starting to fall apart from each other?
I mean, there always will be some finger pointing, because if you don't get the results, you know, there's always somebody does make the mistake, and then it's important actually to unify that and realize it, that it's a team sport. It's not just one person makes a mistake or it's one situation which changes the game. There is always many opportunities to help the guy who made the mistake out to fix it. And I think I think the players definitely are very willing to fix the situation, don't finger point, work hard together. But right now the danger is that we're coming into this moment, we haven't won for 11 games, you know, that's nearly a third of the season if you're putting it out in numbers with 34 games, and that's a shocking number, and that's a number we need to also realize that's reality right now. So finger pointing doesn't help us at all. You know, it needs to be a team effort to get us out from that struggle at the moment, and I believe the players have that, but it's also very easy to fall into the belief that it's a losing culture, and we need to change that. And it's mostly in these moments, you know, it's one situation, it's one moment who completely switches over, and things are turning into something good. We have to find exactly what that moment is, and have that win again, and I think then we could kickstart the season. As I said last week, you know, we were talking a lot about the playoffs, Tom, and the playoffs are right now. I told you last week, I don't want to talk the playoffs anymore. I want to talk about to be able to go out there, compete, and be out there, be sharp, and try to be as hardworking as possible, as organized as possible, but also really fight for the city. We represent the Taylor family, we represent the ownership, we represent the city of St. Louis, and we need to be proud to do that. And right now, I do understand that sometimes that feeling creeps in the heads that, well, are we good enough? What's going on? So that's something we need to change. We need to get back into that warrior mentality we had in definitely in 2023 and also partly in 2024 towards the end of the season. As I said, it's still the squad from last year who won a lot, and we just need to figure out what to do next to get back on track.
I know that, and the last thing for Lutz Fantasteel is that you told me also last week that you were embarrassed, you were disappointed because you knew how important sports were for the community and you wanted to be there for them for some of that just good feeling after the tornado ripped through the city. But I will say, I'll commend your organization that those proceeds from the City 2 match going to tornado relief. Lutz, that's a wonderful thing that I know the organization continues to push forward. We talked to the Blues last hour. We'll talk to the Cardinals this hour about how sports can play a role, but franchises can give back, and you are doing just that.
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, we went on Friday, also a few guys, like I think we had 40 people from the club to help directly. I went there also with our president to that area, and it was shocking to see, but great how many people actually are willing to help to fix that damage, and then having on the same day the game with City 2 to get all that proceedings to the relief. I think it was a great thing, and I think sports obviously can unite. On that note, also was a great game, by the way, that City 2 game, 6-3 against Portland, with the stunning performance by the youngsters, where I had the feeling you can see in City 2 our principles, our style of play, which was beautiful to watch. And I think that's what we have to get into the back, into the head of our first team boys as well, that everything is possible. We have to start to believe in each other.
Lutz, thank you for the time. We appreciate your Sunday morning visits. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good day.
You too. Lutz Fantasteel, Sporting Director, St. Louis City SC. When we come back, John Mozeliak, his Cardinals are on fire right now. They have won 15 of 19 games. He is with us live on KMOX next.